At the end of this week's parsha, we read that Moshe Rabbeinu davened that the Makkah of Borak, the hail, should stop. He davened it, but it says that he had to leave the city. He didn't daven inside the city because the city was full of Avodah Zarah. And he didn't want to daven, Rashi explains, in a place of Avodah Zarah. So this is an important halacha that we know that halacha is one is not allowed to go into a church. The question is, could somebody daven in a place with Avodah Zarah was worshipped? In other words, I once had a shayla that you have a room that's a multi-religion room. That for 1 hour they let the Muslims daven, another hour they have another religion, and then the Jews get their hour also. So Rav Nata Greenblatt told me he thought that since if they don't leave any crosses or things like that, then they can daven. But Rav David Feinstein said, since it's used for Avodah Zarah, that room, even though now they're not there, they're only there from 7 to 8. Rav David Feinstein said to me he didn't think it's proper to daven over there. And that's similar to his father's opinion. Rav Moshe Feinstein said that if you have a hotel, that there's a room that they have for a nightclub, something that's not proper, and even though in the morning they're not having the nightclub, and you daven there, he says it's not right. It's better to daven, Rav Moshe Feinstein said, it's better to daven alone, bichidus, than to daven in such a place that was used for something that's so not proper, and therefore we know that the halacha is that the makom that you daven is very important.